Living Abroad. Every month we interview someone who has lived or worked in a foreign country. This month we're talking to Dominic from Ireland, his time in Queensland, Australia. Dominic, why did you go to Queensland?
I wanted to go for years because I have relatives in Brisbane. So before university, I took a gap year, saved up for my flights, and went for 8 months. Simple as that.
So where did you stay?
Everywhere and anywhere. I stayed with my relatives just for a couple of weeks at a time I was there. The rest of the time I stayed in hostels in Brisbane, Noosa, Hervey Bay, Eland Beach, Bonner Burg, and Cairns. I also stayed in a tent in the back of 4x4 on Fraser Island, on the beach, on the floor of a bar, and on a boat for a week around with Sunday Islands. You stop caring after a while.
Did you have a job in Queensland?
I was very lucky because I was able to work in a bank in Brisbane for 3 weeks and make a bit of extra cash. Your money can go a long way in Queensland too if you look after it. It's not as cheap as travelling in parts of Asia, but it's certainly not crazy. I knew people who worked at farms and stuff for short stints, then moved on with what they earned. They were able to keep going and have a lot of fun.
How were the people different?
I think that Aussies have a fair bit in common with the Irish, to be honest, except that they've got the weather, the beach and the sea. They're very happy and very laid back. They just love having a drink and a good time, like anyone would in a place like that.
And what were the best things about being there?
Too many to mention. My personal favourite was diving in the Great Barrier Reef, though I've never been diving before, and what a place to choose. I did a course with Paddy. This took 3 or 4 days and cost about €170. With this qualification, you can dive down to 20 metres. It's definitely well worth doing. Many courses even throw in a few free dives afterwards. This qualification is recognised all over the world too, so since then I've been able to dive in other places. While you can see a lot of snorkeling, scuba diving brings you a whole other world. I couldn't believe the reef. To be honest, I was a bit freaked out at first, but once I got used to it, it was mind-blowing. I'll never forget any of this, the colours especially.
Any special moments?
I was working on a boat near with Sunday Islands as part of the crew. I distinctly remember one night on the deck, supping a beer. We'd drop anchor just off Hook Island. This might sound like a cliche, but I remember as the sun was going down, a pod of whales passed by us, their tails crashing into the water. I sometimes think about that when I'm rushing down the rainy streets of Dublin on my lunch break. A one-way ticket back to Brisbane, please.
Okay, Dominic, that was really interesting. Thank you very much.
No problem.